So now is the opportunity to let go of everything, close the eyes, and find some peace inside. There's always lots and lots and lots of peace inside. It's just actually noticing it, recognizing it. You don't have to get something, you just have to be here. And realizing right here, right now, is all the peace, the contentment, the fulfillment you might ever want in the world. So we start by closing our eyes, and that stops us being distracted by all this visual stimulus. And when we close our eyes, it's like going in a cave which is dark, peaceful, where we can settle down. And usually once you close your eyes, yeah, you can listen to the sound of my voice, but you can also start to feel the sensations in your body. You start to become alive to those feelings in the body. Especially knowing you're going to have to sit for another 25 minutes, you've got to make sure that your body's really comfortable. So if you need to scratch anything, adjust anything, move anything, please do so. Because when we're meditating, it's not just being aware, it's also being kind. The sensitivity of mindfulness should produce, you know, the tenderness to be able to move, adjust, scratch. So you can bring this body into a deeper state of comfort. A lot of the time we're too busy, too much stuff to really pay attention to our body, but now you have all the time you need to relax. So you can feel your body relaxing. Mindfulness gives you feedback. The mindfulness allows you to see whether your body is tending to deeper relaxation or getting more tense. You allow the body to go to deeper and deeper states of relaxation. You allow it. And when you've got the body as relaxed as you can by moving, then we go to the deeper relaxation method by feeling parts of the body. What part of the body is irritating you or is in pain right now? Just be aware. And see how you can relax it. See what you need to do, or not do, or to imagine, to allow the feeling of tightness and tension in this one part of the body which stands out above all others. What is necessary to bring that feeling into a state of ease, or at least closer to ease? By being aware of the change of the tightness, the tension, the irritation, you soon learn how to let things go. How to stop holding on to these parts of the body. Squashing them, stretching them. You just let them be. Sometimes the pain is like, I imagine it's a sponge which has all been squashed. And hard and dense. I imagine just letting the sponge expand, taking off the pressure, the force, and letting this sponge become fluffy and light again. and can feel the body relaxing. You feel parts of the body going to deeper states of comfort and ease. Once you've relaxed one part, you can try relaxing another part. And as you relax the body part by part, it starts to feel delightful, open, relaxed at ease. Don't stop focusing on your body until it does get deeply relaxed. If there's still some part you're holding tight, just imagine there's two little invisible beings pulling at things or squashing them in your body. You tell them to let go. When they do, your part of your body, the muscle, the organ, the fiber relaxes and relaxes. The more relaxed it becomes, the greater chance for healing. Don't be afraid, give these bodies some trust. Opening, relaxing, freeing, letting it be. And enjoying the sensation of our body at peace. And then we move to our mental world, the world of our fears and plans, of our anger and guilt and disappointment from the past. We're going to relax all of those too, to comfort and bring to a state of peace, not by force, but through kindness and awareness. So what are you aware of right now? What thought from the past or plan for the future? Just be aware of that and see what's necessary to calm it down, to soften it. I would say the thoughts of the past or plans for the future, they're like irritations in the body, pains, aches. And by being kind to them, we soften them, relax them, until all of those problems of the future and the past are no longer problems. They soften, vanish, and we're free of them. So be kind to your past until it gets so soft you're aware that everything is no longer a problem. Not now. Until you come into this beautiful place called the present moment, just now. The only place you ever really have. The place where your future is being made. The only time you have to do anything for your future, right now. So come and rest in this moment. and also be aware of just how calm your mind is, or how uncalm it is, how agitated you are, or how peaceful. Once you're aware of that quality, you find out what's necessary to take the agitation and bring it to calm, to bring it to more stillness. What is necessary to calm your own mind? You find that it's not fighting, it's letting things be, relaxing, embracing this moment, like opening the door of your heart, no matter what you're experiencing. Just let it be. Right now, no past, no future. Just now. No judging, no good, no bad. No controlling, no backseat driving. Just knowing and being kind. And feeling the mind relax. What is peace of mind? You can feel it right now. Maybe only the stirrings of peace of mind. See how you can deepen and solidify this peace in this moment. just being here. Don't worry about time and trying to get somewhere or get rid of things. Whatever you have in your body and mind right now, let it all be. Just be a passive observer, not fighting things. Not arguing with your body. Not arguing with your mind. Not arguing with life. Making peace. A ceasefire. If you want to taste peace, you have to make peace. Be courageous and let this moment be. That's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How peaceful, how relaxed, how free does your body and mind feel? This is how it feels just doing a short meditation. Imagine when you really get into this, you train and you learn to relax the body so deeply. To make peace in the mind so profoundly. Imagine just the health and spiritual benefits this gives. Access to peace, freedom at any time, just by letting things go. Unfortunately, I have to ring the gong now, so please listen to the ringing of the gong 3 times, and the last ring of the gong come out from your meditation. So get yourselves comfortable now. Again, I'll probably have to ask people to move up a little bit. Come right up to the line if you can. And squash up because there's lots of people outside. Try to get in. So there's a lot of people today, so you have to be very, very friendly. Mm.